I'm joined by Phil Samponia and Adam McLean with Wintrust Community Banks. Gentlemen, thanks so much for joining us. It's time for some lending lessons. There's been a little bit of a movement in the market.
How about it?
Right? A little bit up.
Yeah, we're coming back to a normal market.
But what happens when it goes up, when the interest rates kind of tick up a little bit?
Gets
people
busier.
Get excited, right?
Gets busier.
Because nobody wants to miss the train.
Absolutely.
But why is that? Why is it that they wait?
Everybody always wants to buy the low. I mean, you know, it's like buying a stock. You know, it's interest rates. People have the same. Everybody wants to get the best deal. You know,
right. Well, sure.
In property. You know, the lows in property. What, 2010?
Right.
You know, the lows in interest rates. You know, we've seen them.
You know, we're right there.
Well, we're still there.
You know? Tell me on an average day. I mean, for both of you, how many different. Loans are you working on any given day?
It can vary. I mean, you'll have, the jumbo customer calling you. You'll have the first-time home buyer calling you. Again, the first-time home buyers are getting off the fence real quick now because the rates have bumped up, but they're still, you know, lowest in history.
Right. Fastest group of buyers scratching at the door home buying right now with the Gen Yers.
Yeah.
It's, what do they call them, the millennials?
Right. So they're kind of just
70 million of them.
Late 20s, early 30s, right?
Yeah, right? 1980 to 2000.
Right.
You know, they're the most conservative generation ever since the Great Depression.
And what is that generation saying when they come to you? When you're sitting down, now this is, it's interesting because, I was on this, we were on this Binney's boat cruise on Thursday night, and Lindsay brought her friend Brandy, who is a new homeowner. Brandy's in her early 30s, right? You're nodding. Brandy's in her, and she's like, "Oh, I just bought a new place, and I don't know what to do, and that whole generation is now. I don't want to say this, but growing up, learning, and they've got a lot of questions, don't they?
Well, yeah, they've seen 3 stock market crashes,
right?
If they can remember 1987,
right.
They've seen their parents lose equity in their homes,
right?
It's a big deal. They've got $10,000 saved up. They don't want to put it all in. They want to put half in. They want to put as little down as possible.
Is that doable?
It still is.
Hmm.
Yes.
You got to have good credit.
Good credit. You got to go through some home buying courses for some of these programs that are out there, especially the ones that offer grants. The first thing to do is get yourself pre-approved. You get yourself pre-approved and see what type of programs are out there, because there are tons of programs.
Do you find with those millennials that they are pretty well informed when they come see you?
Incredibly. The consumer nowadays, it's what, mortgages, real estate, it's been front page news for like 6 years.
Right.
I mean, this is like pretty much their whole adulthood.
Right. And so they're coming to you and saying, look, I know I can do this, but and they're looking for more kind of pinpoint information from you to guide them, aren't they?
Correct. You know, they're well-read. They just want some of our expert advice to get them in the right program on the cheap.
Right.
And that's a double-edged sword, too, being well-read. I mean, there's a lot of stuff out in there in print, but a lot of, it's generalized.
Right.
So.
Right. And your industry is changing it almost on a daily basis.
Every day.
Regulations are changing and things are getting tweaked all the time.
Yeah, we have to keep up on our guidelines on a regular basis.
Right.
We have one gentleman that all he does is focus on guidelines for the company.
And then disseminates that to everybody.
Yes, sir.
Lou Manfredini here, the Mr. Fix-It Show, in the studio with Phil Samponia and Adam McLean. We got a call for you, gentlemen. This is Carol in Aurora. Carol, you're on WGN.
Morning.
Good morning. How can we help you?
I have a question. Last year, my daughter bought a house. I took out a home equity loan on my house, and she bought the house with it. Now, she's been in the house a year and would like to get her own mortgage on that, or else maybe take out a home equity loan herself. I mean, we have the title. I was wondering, she's called a couple different places, but it seems like it's kind of a problem getting a mortgage to pay back my loan. You tell me what to do.
It's a problem for her?
She's called a couple places, and they're like, well, you have to pay $3,000 closing costs. You have to do a title search, which we have the title. So I was just wondering, would it be better for her? Can she get a mortgage, or should she just take out a home equity loan on her house? But then the interest rates change over the years.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend an equity line. You know, does she has a mortgage now, or?
No, she does not have a mortgage.
So you paid it free and clear?
I have the loan on my home equity.
Okay. I mean, you know, she would have to qualify if you want to get, you know, the equity line taken care of. She's been in the property long enough. She can definitely do it. They would have to do new title. That's just required. It's not as expensive as when you purchase a home.
It has to be a new title?
Well, they update the title, right. So,
okay.
You know, and there are the minor expenses of, you know, the administration fees, you know, underwriting and processing. But it's usually not that expensive, really. So to refinance. But you can have her call us, and, you know, we can see if she can get qualified, and happy to do
that. And would she have to have the mortgage insurance?
It depends on that. The mortgage insurance is based on the value of the home. So, and her loan to value. So,
okay.
The fact is, there's fees exactly. involved in doing all of this. Just from us,
well,
the banks need
loans are like fingerprints. I mean, really, there is no same situation for. I mean, they're different for every single person out there. So, really, to one of the problems with mortgages is people tend to generalize.
Right.
Like, I've got 4 1/8. You know, well, that's fantastic for you, but is it the same that I'm going to get? I don't know. My credit profile is different. You know, my loan to value is different.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of
variables
to the mortgage.
I did try calling a local bank that said I looked up Wintrust Mortgage, but that man did not call me back. So,
well, that's not good. We don't like to hear that.
We'll call you back.
It was one in Naperville.
You got it. Do me a favor. Hang on a second. We'll get your phone number, and one of these gentlemen will call you back and see if they can help you out, all right?
All right. Thank you.
Hang on, Carol. Don't go anywhere. We'll get that number from you in just a second. That's an interesting thing that you analogy made. It's like a fingerprint, and people have to understand that it's not the same for everybody, right?
Totally different. And there's so many loan programs out there that, you know, everybody thinks 30-year fixed mortgage. You know, that's, you know, it's kind of one of these things. Well, yeah, 30-year fixed mortgage might be good for you. And, mm-hmm. you know, you got all these kids like buying a condo downtown Chicago and stuff like that. And 30-year fixed does seem like a good idea, but.
You know what I think a 30-year fixed is? Highway robbery.
You know? Well, I mean.
The thing is that when people go into that, and obviously when you're thinking about a mortgage payment and what it is, when you really look at the numbers of, like, if you stayed in that house for 30 years, I wonder what, and you probably could tell me this, how many people finish a 30-year mortgage?
Very few.
Yeah. Very few,
what's
right?
The average, five years or something?
Like in a condo downtown, well, it used to be like 3.5 years,
right.
You know, for a condo downtown Chicago. It's probably stretched out a little bit because
right.
of the recent market.
Right.
But, you're probably only going to be in there 5 years. I mean,
right.
if you're buying a one-bedroom or, you know, condo downtown,
you focus on the payment, and obviously everybody's budget's different. But I mean, if you're in a 30-year mortgage, you'll pay triple at the end of that 30 years.
Oh, for no doubt about it.
If you stayed there forever,
and the thing is, you can get in an ARM,
right?
And you're paying that much less. That means more is going toward principal,
right?
You're paying that much less in interest,
right.
And you know, you do the numbers on that, and you
right.
look at how much more money you put down. So really, when you look to get a mortgage, you really got to look at all your different options.
Right.
You have to have them spelled out in front of you. If somebody's not taking the time to do that, you know, walk.
Right, right. All right, so if you guys want to take the time, people want to call you guys and take the time to help. But Phil, how do they get a hold of you?
Call Phil at 630-696-2482.
Adam?
I'm downtown or suburbs. Best number to reach me is 312-462-7712.
And then the general website is wintrust.com.
WintrustMortgage.com.
Oh, that's a separate one.
Yeah, well,
okay.
We've got the Wintrust Financial.
You can get there, too, right?
Yeah, right.
WintrustMortgage.com. Phil Samponia and Adam McClain from the Wintrust Community Bank's mortgage department. Thanks, guys, for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Giving us some insight, and call that lady back and see if we can help her out.